It's Monday, May 8th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last Friday, after more than 9 years of captivity, two more Chibok schoolgirls have been rescued by Nigerian soldiers, reports International Christian Concern. Hawa Malfa and Esther Marcus, who are now in their 20s, were forced into marriage with the Boko Haram Muslim terrorists who kidnapped them. Malfa revealed that she was forced to marry three terrorists during her 9-year captivity. She was 8 months pregnant during her rescue and delivered a healthy baby boy on April 28th. Christian communities within Chibok have been faced with ongoing persecution since 2014, when about 300 schoolgirls were abducted by Boko Haram. On Saturday, King Charles III was officially coronated as Britain's reigning monarch at London's Westminster Abbey, reports Fox News. Beside him was his wife, Queen Camilla. The eldest son of the late Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, was crowned on Saturday. The 74-year-old ascended to the throne upon the death of his mother, who died in September 2022 at the age of 96. Queen Elizabeth was Britain's longest reigning monarch. Charles was proclaimed Britain's monarch 2 days later. The coronation was filled with pageantry and music.
Your Majesty, as children of the Kingdom of God, we welcome you in the name of the King of Kings.
In his name and after his example, I come not to be served, but to serve.
Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, led the oath.
The coronation oath has stood for centuries and is enshrined in law. Are you willing to take the oath?
I am willing.
Will you solemnly promise and swear to govern the peoples of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, your other realms and the territories to any of them belonging or pertaining, according to their respective laws and customs?
I solemnly promise so to do.
Will you, to your power, cause law and justice in mercy to be executed in all your judgments?
I will.
Will you, to the utmost of your power, maintain the laws of God and the true profession of the gospel? Will you, to the utmost of your power, maintain in the United Kingdom the Protestant Reformed religion established by law?
All this I promise to do. The things which I have herebefore promised, I will perform and keep. So help me God.
God save the King!
Two theological controversies arose out of the planning of the coronation. First, to the discomfort of Anglican church leaders, King Charles wanted four non-Christian religious leaders, a Muslim, a Hindu, a Sikh, and a Jew, to lead prayers at some point during the coronation Christian service in Westminster Abbey. Anglican Archbishop Justin Welby said, quote, "The coronation is first and foremost an act of Christian worship," end quote. And Gavin Ashenden, the former chaplain to Queen Elizabeth, offered his analysis to CBN.
The order of service was delayed, and we're pretty sure it was delayed because Charles wanted a group of representatives of other faiths to lead the prayers. But there's a rule in the Church of England, it's part of the Church's law, and it's backed up by Parliament's law, that to lead the liturgy in an Anglican church, you have to be a believing Anglican. So there was a conflict, and it looks like Charles lost.
Instead of leading prayers, the Muslim, the Hindu, the Sikh, and the Jew presented the king with four pieces of coronation regalia. In Exodus 20, verses 2 and 3, the one true God speaks with clarity. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. The second theological controversy actually dates back to 1994. That's when Prince Charles had expressed an interest in changing the title of the ruling monarch once he assumed the throne from, quote, defender of the faith, end quote, meaning the Christian faith, to, quote, defender of faith, end quote, a generic reference that would have been inclusive of any faith and thus terribly meaningless, reports Euronews.com. Apparently, Archbishop Welby settled on the title of, quote, defender of thy faith, end quote, referring to God's faith. Candidly, that's an odd reference, since God does not need to have faith in his own existence. We do. Listen for that phrase as Archbishop Welby opens the communion portion of King Charles's coronation service.
It is right and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, thine only Son, our Lord, who hast at this time consecrated thy servant Charles to be our King, that by the anointing of thy grace he may be the defender of thy faith and the protector of thy people, that with him we may learn the ways of service, compassion, and love, and that the good work that thou hast begun in him this day may be brought to completion in the day of Jesus Christ.
That last sentence is a clear reference to Philippians 1:6, which says, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. And finally, here in the U.S., a gunman shot and killed 8 people and wounded at least 7 others at Allen Premium Outlets Mall, located 25 miles north of Dallas, on Saturday, reports Reuters.
It was at least 50 to 100 rounds. It was nonstop, and there was nothing we could do. It was just terrible.
According to a dash cam video of the scene, the gunman, dressed in black, pulled up in a gray Charger, opened his door, and just started firing on shoppers as they walked by the H&M store. Allen, Texas Police Chief Brian Harvey explained how the shooting came to an end.
At 3:36 this afternoon, one of our officers was on an unrelated call at the outlet mall. He heard gunshots, went to the gunshots, engaged the suspect, and neutralized the suspect.
The attacker has been identified as 33-year-old Mauricio Garcia, who had been living with his parents until recently before he started staying at a motel nearby, reports NPR. Police found an AR-15-style rifle and a handgun at the scene after Garcia was killed. Stephen Spainhauer, whose son worked at the H&M store at the scene of the shooting, said this.
It was a war zone there. There's no other way to describe it. There's no way these people could have survived the assault of those weapons.
Please pray for God's strength and comfort for both the grieving families and the wounded survivors. And that's The World View on this Monday, May 8th in the year of our Lord, 2023. My 57th birthday. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.